going to take them a couple of minutes to get those straightened out. In Montgomery, we've got a very busy Taylor Road. We've got a lot of congestion. Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard on both sides of I-85. East South Boulevard is busy. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but we have a lot of cars through the interchange right now. Buckle up and be safe out there. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on Atlanta Highway. Everything at one location. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is August 4th, U.S. Coast Guard Day. It's a day to celebrate the brave men and women who protect our shores from maritime threats, which these days is pretty much sharknadoes. Have a safe U.S. Coast Guard Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
And 5 on you.
I'm Pam Puso. Isaias is being blamed for at least 3 deaths, 1 in New York and 2 in North Carolina, with a storm made landfall as a hurricane.
The storm ripped ashore with 85 mile per hour winds and storm surge of 3 to 5 feet, leaving behind a trail of damage.
Governor Roy Cooper, an explosion in Beirut has killed more than 50 people. That's according to the Lebanese health minister, who says more than 2,700 others are hurt.
Lebanon's capital, Beirut, shaken by a massive explosion, the blast wrecking buildings, flipping cars onto their roofs, and sending a huge cloud of smoke billowing into the sky. Buildings miles from the scene have been damaged.
Fox's Simon Owen, emergency rooms are being flooded. The cause of the blast is unclear. America's listening to Fox News.
Man, the video of that explosion is mind-boggling. The one in Beirut. Here's a thought from Deborah Burks.
Father took a COVID test. Mother thought it would be best, cause corona's everywhere. We've all been in quarantine, but until there's a vaccine, we cover our mouths. Our house, where we have to wear a mask. Our house, because someone ate a bat. Our house,
sanitize the cat, our house. We won't get corona, our house. There's a hot spot in our state, our house. So we cover up our face, our house. We're just trying to stay safe, our house. We've been sheltering in place, our house.
So, how about a mask inside the house? Are we all up for that?
No!
When does this end? When does this lunacy end? Goggles? That was little Frouchy's suggestion. That was either over the weekend or yesterday. And the Queen of Scarves thinks that maybe we should wear them in the house.
No.
No effing way. I went to Infusion this afternoon to see Dr. Terry, the chiropractor. God, mm-hmm. He's good. I wish I could remember the name of that thing. He does the, works up your spine. God, it feels so good. Anyway, I asked him, do I need this thing on in here? I wore it like an obedient, compliant citizen in, but once you're inside, he wears one. And I said, man, I just can't take these things. And he said, totally understandable. He says, most people are having issues with this. And look at the staff, you know, they have to wear them. My hat's off to all of you that are stuck with one of these things on your face all day long. It's just crazy. But inside the house, at home, what are they going to send out squads knocking on doors to see if everybody's compliant?
Well, they did in Chicago. You know? Not homes, but churches.
Churches, yeah. Let's get the churches. You know, in a country that was founded on, what, religious freedom, mm-hmm. I believe?
Yes.
Mayor Beetlejuice is, when she's not begging Walmart or Target or one of the other big companies that had all their stores burned and looted during the riots, she's got time to send the police. After a weekend, what do they have, 100 shootings and how many deaths? Every weekend, it's the same thing. It's a crazy total. She's got time to send the police knocking on church doors to make sure everybody's behaving in there and that they don't exceed whatever their limit is. And they vote for this.
She's harassing the churches.
Well, people who have no God, who have no belief of any kind in a higher power, I think they resent those that do. And since they're too lazy to figure it out on their own, like some of us had to, it's much easier to mock, ridicule, or just, I mean, this seems, the Supreme Court did that, and this is where we really got screwed with Justice Roberts. In Nevada, they ruled that it was okay for the casinos to have 50% capacity, but not churches.
I know it.
How did they come up with that?
Well, remember that governor is the same governor who disallowed hydroxychloroquine.
It just gets more unreal by the day. And no wonder people are saying, what country are we living in here, man? This just makes no sense. And it doesn't. Trump encourages mail-in voting in Florida. Actually, we do have it. It's called the absentee ballot. And I think if they allow...
Well, he says he knows something about that particular state. But, you know, there's a mail-in voting update on New York City. And due to massive postal failures, New York will count many mailed-in ballots, even if they're not postmarked by the deadline or postmarked at all. They've got a congressional primary that still hasn't been decided after 6 weeks.
Yeah. This is what they want to do with the presidency. And I don't want to go through 2000 again with hanging chads and people that couldn't push their pencil through all the way. Honey, I couldn't get my, couldn't shove it through. No. And we, you know, I couldn't believe that night that there wasn't going to be a winner declared. And I got to tell you, this is all part of a very deep, dark plot. They want to find a way to throw the result. You know, this is why they're always screaming about Trump not accepting the results. Who's the one that's had trouble accepting the results of 2016?
Exactly.
And who has not only gone to every legal but every illegal method of undoing the results of that election? It's the Democrats. They're always projecting their own insecurities on everybody else. It's a very common psychological practice. And it kind of ties in with the great old saying that says, those who scream the loudest are usually the most guilty. And we've seen it happen with, I don't need to name anybody, but there was a popular television preacher who lectured on morality and based on the Bible, and it turned out he was, we had one here in town years ago, leading a very different lifestyle. That's called trying to shout down your demons, and it doesn't work.
Well,
that would be like me coming in and leading the temperance unit.
Eventually, you're found out.
Yeah. But that said, an absentee ballot, I believe the requirement is, has to be postmarked either the day before or on election day. And there's a process for getting one of those. And if putting COVID-19 is a permissible reason, then as a registered voter, you apply for one of those and get it, and then you turn it in time. But I don't think any votes should count after the day of the election.
No.
6 weeks, they still can't figure out who won some of these things in New York.
What are they doing?
By the way, interesting, Obama endorsed a lot of candidates, but he did not endorse AOC. How about that? I think
she's too radical even for him.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a primary. Is it in Michigan today?
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah, maybe we can get rid of her fat, ugly ass and get somebody who isn't a walking, talking sack of hate. Ugh. You look at some of the people that are in public office and wonder who was inspired by you, starting with Adam Schiff, among others. Weasel. 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. If you're ready for home ownership, boy, there's never been a better time to buy because interest rates are so low. I mean, far lower than I ever thought I'd see them on a good day in my lifetime. Morris Capuano is the man to call and at least get pre-approved. Take that step. That doesn't mean you have to buy a house. That means when you're ready, you can go look at places with a certificate in hand that tells you how much you have been authorized to shop with, your mortgage, pre-approval. That also gives you leverage because you're not telling a potential, homeowner, hey, I'm pretty sure I can get this mortgage taken. You've got it. It's done. There's no doubt in the equation. And in most instances, smart shoppers can find a better place to live than what they're renting and pay less per month for it. He's also partnered with Renaissance Bank, and they have a whole bunch of programs that help people with various issues. Look, he's navigated thousands in his great career through the mortgage process, and it can be a time of anxiety because it's exciting. You're buying a house. That's a pretty cool thing. He's perfectly temperamentally suited to navigate that for you. So, and he lives to do it. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697. Right back after your local news.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The total number of cases of COVID-19 in Alabama is nearly 91,000. Over 21,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports over 1,500 people have died from the virus. More than 35,000 people have recovered. The state plans to test all college students for coronavirus before classes start this fall. The state plans to test 10 to 12,000 students per day, and students are required to test before entering campus. The tests are free, and monitoring consists of three apps that will monitor and diagnose symptoms. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot and killed overnight. Police say that shooting happened around midnight in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. Both victims died at the scene. No arrests have been made so far. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, baking hot outside. Let's see if there's relief on the way.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a rare week during this summer where the rain chances are very small. In a year that we have a tremendous surplus of rainfall, rain chances just about nil in the evening hours tonight and also during the daytime hours on Wednesday, with a low tonight in the low to mid-70s and a high on Wednesday in the low to mid-90s. The heat index just about every day this week above 100. I think Thursday will be another dry day with rain chances running, you know, about 10%. We'll be cruising close to the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. And by Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere, but the rain chances are small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At 418, let's say hello to James.
Hey, Greg, on Saturday on your station, they have a great show. It comes on, I think it's called American Medicine Today. It's the Bilotti, Dr. Bilotti from Tampa. And he has the past 3 weeks, there's great shows on hydroxychloroquine. And he has been giving it to his staff. Right.
Is he the guy that we played the video of?
No.
Okay. No, but he's been giving it to his staff. And he thinks that America could be cured in a matter of a week or so if they just put everybody on a maintenance, a prophylactic dose of 200 milligram hydroxychloroquine.
Right, I've seen that.
Just two of them. And some doctors are recommending as low as one a week. But if they just said that simple thing, people wouldn't get it. And then if someone already had it, the key is to take it early, very early, before the storm sets in and the lungs and, you know, sweeps the whole body. And all I can do now till I can get hydroxychloroquine prescribed is just try to take a 50 milligram zinc twice a day. They recommend one a day, but that helps a little bit to stop the sugar molecules from feeding the virus. I used to be in the medical field, so I'm a little familiar with some of it.
There's a story today out of the New York Times. They admit that liberal lockdowns may cause over 1 million deaths due to tuberculosis and other diseases. And every time doctors gather, whether it's on Capitol Hill or they shoot their own videos, to say exactly what you're saying, that we could be doing much better. We could really be going back to life as we know it with this preventive step. And the big media giants take them down. I can't imagine why, Bill Gates, why they're doing that.
Yes. Yeah, it's all about the money in it, and also trying to defeat Trump and not letting him get a single victory on anything.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that some of the doctors... Florida's pretty lenient in the drug, so if anybody wants to go to Florida to get a prescription as a precautionary measure, right now they can. So,
I wonder what the availability of hydroxychloroquine. I should have asked my pharmacist Lamar at Adams Drugs when I was out there on Saturday if they're prescribing it.
Yes, sir. I did check with one, and he said they had previously, but that really slowed up on it.
Hey, sorry about the Braves losing Soroka.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Horrible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They took a beating the other night.
Tough blow for the team. I am giving baseball one last chance. I don't know if you heard me mention this yesterday, but since you're one of our 23 registered baseball fans, both baseball and basketball took 75% hits on their ratings after they began their seasons with all the social justice crap.
Yes.
And because people, no, I'm not watching baseball, I'm not watching basketball to get a lecture on what I should think and feel. So I haven't seen anything relative to baseball since. So I'm trying to enjoy this very unique 60-game season. And, you know, I want the Braves to do well because Rich Thomas is a Braves guy and he's my buddy. And, I, you know, he gets awfully grumpy when they have a bad night like last night.
Yes, sir. And I was kind of interested in seeing how Rich Thomas might have pulled since, you know, he's from Cleveland and the Indians took the Auburn pitcher in the first round. And I think I was going to see if he was excited about that since he kind of likes Auburn and Cleveland a little bit. So,
are you talking about Casey Mize? That's this, Detroit.
The one after Casey Mize.
Okay, because Casey Mize may be debuting soon, War Eagle Nation, which would be great.
He's
supposed to be a star.
Yes, sir. That'd be great.
James, let me ask you, should I roll call today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Yes, thank you very much.
I like to get your feedback on things, folks. I listen. I do. I'm pasting it in now. It's coming up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, James.
Okay. Ooh, Ricky Gervais, man. Here's another guy that ain't afraid to say it. Thanks, Hollywood. Oh, and stop
messing around
with kids. Yeah. There's a lot of secrets out there.
Yeah, well, they're about to be exposed.
I hope so. There's a lot of that going on in Washington, D.C., too. Yeah. And what the hell? If Bill Clinton was a Republican, we would know every detail of Lolita Island and Jeffrey Epstein and how many times he went there on the jet, and he'd be in jail. Or conveniently dead, like Jeffrey Epstein is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Again, the media willfully, if it doesn't fit the narrative, they ignore it. Even Fox isn't paying a whole lot of attention to that. And that explosion in Beirut, they still haven't figured out what was the cause of it. Apparently somebody, a political party leader among the deceased, but man, you can catch that video of the explosion almost anywhere, and it looked like a nuclear blast at first. Because the way it mushroomed out. But man, we don't need that. That would be bad news bears for everything. Anytime a nuclear event anywhere. That's one thing Brant and others, you know, who live in that money universe, any type of nuclear event anywhere would crash everything.
Yeah.
So we don't need that. We don't want that. But no details on what caused it or if it was an act of terror or an accident. President Trump questions suicide of Clinton-linked Democrat pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Was he killed? Hey, William Barr, Durham, how's that investigation coming along? We're just waiting here patiently for something, anything. Can you at least indict a family pet? Somebody that, you know, come on. 3 years. It really gets old waiting. In this baking heat, it's nice to know that if something breaks, and you're a Clark's Club member, they're on the way when you need them. 277-2125. They hire the best and most experienced HVAC techs and plumbers as support for the infrastructure of your home. And Clark's Club members have guaranteed priority service. In addition to the two annual tune-ups they do to your system, it helps keeps summertime energy costs down. We're averaging 150 less per month the first 2 months of the summer than last year, because last year I was dumb. And I waited to get them out. It wasn't their fault. 277-2125. They are not only outstanding professionals, but they're amazing human beings. They're great to work with. You will love having them in your home. You want to make them dinner. That's the kind of people they hire at Clark's. Learn more at clarkcomfort.com or, again, the number 277-2125 for the best in people, air conditioning, plumbing, and service. Call Clark's. Or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 426.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm in Wetumpka on Highway 231. Got two minor accidents back-to-back. They're still on the ground. They're working. Use caution by both of those. They're going to be just up on 231 past the PNC Bank in Wetumpka. Well, in Montgomery, we've got congestion all around the boulevard. Taylor Road is very busy. And on the Northern Boulevard, right around Jackson Ferry, we've got a truck stalled waiting on another truck to bring it some fuel. One-lane traffic by it. It's got a little bit of congestion around Jackson Ferry Road. We believe that's the location based on the maps. Use caution there and be careful out there this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Discounted towing, loader cars, and more. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm with
you. Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's what people are saying about Hurricane Isaias.
Wait, you mean there's another hurricane coming after Hurricane Isaias?
No, it's the same storm, but it's pronounced Isaias.
Really? Who named this storm? Elon Musk?
I'm boarding up my windows because of Hurricane Isaiasen.
It's not Isaiasen. It's Isaias. Hurricane Isaias.
Hurricane Isis? I thought we defeated them.
That's what people are saying about Hurricane Isaias.
I think Isaias is Portuguese for evacuate.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
No, it's me, Greg Riddell, along with Rosie.
We're going to roll call.
any pants, they'll all never have it.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
All the gin joints and all the towns and all the world.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Looks like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Yummy!
You gotta have something.
I kill you
if you wanna be with me.
9 years old in fourth grade.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Rectum.
You gotta have some
boobies
if you wanna be with me.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. That foot is me.
Gotta have something.
That was a roll call.
Sometimes it is. It's all on how you listen to it. It's a 2 minute and 30 second diversion. Yeah, guess what? Cooter gave me a 9.95 before it even started. That's the first time I've ever been graded on one.
He's a fan.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be joining us in a few short minutes?
Jay Quellen.
Right.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she's in limbo.
Yeah, she is loading Stephen out of the car, just getting home.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yes.
Hey, we redeemed the winning word of the day. And by the way, I have given the assignment of selecting the word of the day to Jessie Lynn in the morning because she does such a good job.
Yeah.
Plus, she has such a memorable voice. So three times in the morning between 6 and 9, we give the winning word, and then we redeem it between 3 and 6. Today, we did it a little on the early side. But I'm whimsical. I could pick any time, like in the middle of an interview.
That's right.
David Blackman would almost expect something like that when we talk to him.
He would.
So, win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Bob's newest concept in food. And he's always thinking of the next thing, man. The guy just never stops. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we will be going to the Boulevard location for our Wednesday night gathering. And we hope you'll come and join us. We've gotten a nice group going again there. Everything is safe. There isn't a cleaner restaurant in America than Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Well, Wing Fingers downtown. And stay tuned for details on my 15th anniversary Wing Fingers Wing Ding. 15 years of this show. In the afternoon, minus the 4 months they took it away back in 2008, which the boss admitted was the biggest mistake he's ever made since he's been in Montgomery. But he didn't tell me that until after the 4 months were over and he brought me back when we were on 107.9 there for a while. Those are words I'll never forget. That really meant a lot to me. So anyway, tune in tomorrow morning, get that winning word, redeem it tomorrow afternoon, and enjoy lunch for two at Wing Fingers. That includes your beverage and sides and free parking in the climate control garage at Baumhauer's downtown. The Wing Fingers location is downtown where the Baumhauer's was. It's been rebranded, as they say, in that business. And
it's a beautiful restaurant.
But he's already... Yeah, we can have our anniversary party there, and they'll stay open later if we would just have to figure out a date and a time and all that stuff.
That's great.
And you'll know as soon as we do, which is kind of how this whole show works most of the time. It's 4:36, and Jacqueline will be joining us in just a little bit. Let's see how things are moving this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're busy around the Boulevard this afternoon, especially East Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist, Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, very busy, as well as Southwest Boulevard at I-65. On the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, we've got a disabled 18-wheeler waiting on a fuel truck to come. One-lane traffic, it's just a mess and a lot of congestion there. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Well, registration for fall semester has been extended to August 20th. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for enrollment and registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCryer.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LuCryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylucquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCryer.
License number 84417.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a rare week during this summer where the rain chances are very small. In a year that we have a tremendous surplus of rainfall, rain chances just about nil in the evening hours tonight and also during the daytime hours on Wednesday, with a low tonight in the low to mid-70s and a high on Wednesday in the low to mid-90s. The heat index just about every day this week above 100. I think Thursday will be another dry day with rain chances running, you know, about 10%. We'll be cruising close to the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the mid-90s on Thursday and Friday. And by Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere, but the rain chances are small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, I should have given more thought what to play when Jay Quellen's waiting on the line. And this thing here may be more of a kid kind of thing. Hang on, folks. Usually I'm a lot more professional than this. No, that's bull crap. Let me just play.
Man, it sure costs a lot of money to sit at home all summer watching TV with the air conditioner on to stay safe from coronavirus.
Electric bill. I'm your electric bill. I go up each time you Netflix and chill. Well, there's a bad pandemic and you don't want to get sickly, so you're stuck inside using up electricity. 20,000 kilowatts a day till COVID goes away. People will have to cut giant electric bills.
Gee, Bill, I sure hope the government sends me another $1,200 so I can pay you.
Our mutual friend, without naming names, just got hers in the mail.
Yay.
Stimulus. They're still sending checks. That's from the first one.
Wow.
Joining us now from the land of motherhood.
Jack Quellen.
Right. Jacqueline Tomlinson.
When she's, hey.
When
hey.
She's not chasing hurricanes.
Not today.
Doing long-distance drives. Actually, do I hear a little fatigue in your voice?
So, like, today has just been insane at work. It's work fatigue, not mom fatigue, not personal life fatigue. Just, I mean, from the moment I walked into the office this morning, Amy and I have been nonstop. So, I'm glad to be home.
We are seeing incredible numbers now in the incidence of domestic violence increases since the lockdown began, but it seems like, you know, they've just pushed this and you know, with options limited,
it's having a horrible, horrible effect on relationships.
Yeah, I'm starting to see an influx of cases. As of Friday through today, we have had 6 people retained for a contested divorce.
Wow.
And that's a lot for a 2-day period. You know, those are people that are just at their wit's end, mm-hmm. that are just tired and don't want to do this anymore and have you know, just no relief in sight.
You know, I've known you for some time now, and you're like other sponsors that we have, that they hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but if you need them, you'll be glad that they're there. Montgomery Paint and Body, you know, Donnie Turner doesn't want you to call because that means you had a wreck, something wrong. But
yeah.
When you need them, you want the best. This is why we love working with you.
Well, I appreciate that. And today is Tuesday, so I have an update.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. We're going to get our new... last week we were, what, a cauliflower?
Well, last week we were a baseball mitt.
Oh, baseball
and
mitt.
A cauliflower, yeah.
All right, so let's get everybody's attention.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
This week's updated baby size is...
a butternut squash.
Butternut squash.
Mm-hmm. She is a butternut squash and or the size of a bowling pin.
Oh. Bowling.
Right?
That's a bowling pin.
That's a lot. That's large.
Is the butternut the one that you cut in half and...
It's the one that has like the long torso and okay. then the rounded...
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she's a good size.
Mm-hmm.
Love the pictures.
Oh, yeah. So I did that private scan down in South Florida because, you know, nobody... That's the one thing that I want everybody to remember about this Rona mess.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think about not only the kids going back to schools and the people being out of work, but please have sympathy for all of these pregnant women out there, because my husband has not been able to go and see our child on any ultrasound. He has not been able to go to any of my appointments. And so everything that he's been able to see has been a photograph. And so I scheduled a private scan down in South Florida so that my parents could go with me and see her. And so I did a private scan down in South Florida this weekend.
Yeah, I was kind of curious because you shared that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you must be...
Not in Montgomery, yeah.
yeah
but... Well, actually, my OBGYN's office does offer it. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, with a private company, I was able to bring a guest at my OBGYN's office because of everything going on in the CDC and all the doctor's offices being super careful. It's only me. Like, I can't bring my husband to my appointment. You know, pre-COVID, he would go to every prenatal appointment with me.
Right.
You get an update on the baby, you get to see the baby, blah, blah, blah. Now it's been, you know, we're riding solo. So it was nice for my parents.
I've seen so many heartbreaking stories of people who have had loved ones in hospice. You know, they can't even go say goodbye. They can't even go to the funeral.
But hundreds of people could go to John Lewis's funeral.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that privilege or something? Does the COVID go away under certain circumstances?
And didn't have to quarantine.
Yeah.
It's just insane to me, the hypocrisy that we have. And did you see they released the new George Floyd video, body
yes.
cam video?
Yes, and I would like your opinion on that.
So, you know, I totally watched it a couple mm-hmm. times.
Right.
You know, I let me preface this. What happened to George Floyd, I still feel, was horrible, and it was an abuse of, you know, whatever. Like, nobody thinks that that's okay.
This video does not change how that,
right. like,
the 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Doesn't change the end result. But I will say, like, doesn't paint the picture-perfect, compliant picture that the media wanted to portray him as.
No.
I look at it like, you know, when the video starts off and he's sitting in his vehicle and the officer had to tell him 7 or 8 times, put your hands on the steering wheel, put your hands on the steering wheel, put your hands on your head, put your hands where I can see them.
Right.
It should, let me just put this out there for all the 93.1 listeners.
Please do.
One time, an officer should have to ask you to do something one time, Period. End of story. If you don't like it, take it up in court. Don't take it into your own hands. And so, I mean, the officer had to tell him multiple times to comply. And then when he got out of the vehicle, you can see that he's not really compliant with what the officers are telling him to do. He's resisting being put in the car, saying he's claustrophobic. It was just, it just changed the narrative
completely of
a more realistic understanding of what really happened.
But you know what's crazy about this? Minneapolis could have at least put this out. It's not like it just came back from the developer. They've had this for months. It took a...
Well, they've had it since the day it happened.
Yeah. So it took a British newspaper to get the video so that people in America could see that. You'd think they would have put that out there at the beginning.
But why, Greg? That would have added another ingredient into the narrative that they were trying to portray. Why would we want to do that? No. We want to create a race war because it's an election year.
Yeah.
If it fit the narrative, they wouldn't have publicized it as much as they did. I mean, I saw very little news coverage about the infant child who had the African-American gentleman put his knee on his neck. I saw very little coverage over that. There was no coverage of the white gentleman in Tampa, Florida that was murdered by a police officer the exact same way 3 or 4 years ago. No media coverage.
None. If they can't plug it into the puzzle, they're not interested.
It doesn't fit the narrative. We're in an election year. They want to cause as much chaos and disarray as they possibly can because the country was going far too swell to fit their agenda. They needed to destroy jobs. They needed to destroy spirit. They needed to destroy the Constitution, for God's sake. I mean, all of these things are happening for a reason. This is not happening by happenstance here.
No, not at all. Can you stay with us for a minute?
Sure. I'm just sitting on the couch, you know, relaxing.
Everybody can picture you in their heads. I am certain of that. Am I right, listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back to you as soon as we remind folks that they would love to see you over at Jack Ingram Motors. It's time to love what you drive, and they have so many ways they can make that happen for you. Volkswagen being what? Now, I know they have a couple of great pre-owns in the signature used car section. Under 10,000 at Jack Ingram signature used cars, but if you're ready for new, man, this is the time to do it. What Jack Ingram Motors has done, especially given the circumstances, some people... Now, look, I would eat dinner off the floor over there. They're constant. That is one of the cleanest places. It's so bright inside Jack Ingram that you almost have to wear sunglasses because it gleams. I'm not exaggerating. It really is that bright. And I love the Volkswagen store. It's just one of the most coolly designed auto sales showrooms I've ever seen in my life. And the people there are fantastic. I've actually known them, many of them, for well over 10 years. And the product, when it comes to safety, when it comes to state-of-the-art features, you can't do better. But it's what they're doing to sell right now. The deals that are being made, the incentives that are out there on both new and certified pre-owned Volkswagen products at Jack Ingram with a great service department to back up your purchase. But if you don't want to go there, stay home. Go to jackingramvolkswagen.com, find the vehicle you're interested in. They will bring it to you. It's a concierge-like service. And they will also come and evaluate your test drive. They can do all the paperwork by email and bring the final documents to your home. So you don't have to leave your chair until your car is there and ready to drive. And once that happens, you will love what you drive at Jack Ingram Motors. Start at jackingramvolkswagen.com, 450.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000 mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown
downtown area. Let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
All right, we're at 4:52, and Jacqueline Tomlinson is on the line with us. And I hear, let's see.
Can you hear him screaming in the background?
And what is he demanding from Mommy at the moment?
Hey, thank God Dad's here. He's in there. So, like, I don't even know what they're doing. They're just being wild animals. I mean, he's in there like a banshee. He loves dinosaurs, you know. And
yes.
So we bought him this gigantic Bronchiosaurus. For those of those people out there that don't know, it's one with a really long neck. So
yeah, that's the Bronto. I had a dinosaur phase in my life. I wasn't born with the dinosaurs. I actually did. I like what Steven.
Okay, so you weren't like around when they were still roaming the earth.
No, ma'am.
Okay, well that's good to know.
Yeah.
But so I got him this gigantic Brontosaurus or Bronchiosaurus from the gas station on the way back from South Florida, and he's like just obsessed with this thing, and it's like heavy and large and painful. If it like you know he hits you with it by mistake.
Painful.
So he's in there playing dinosaurs with Daddy, and I'm just like, whatever, guys.
Hey,
Daddy can take it.
I can pretty much teach him about a lot of the different species, like the Triceratops. And not because I saw Jurassic Park. I'll never forget it. This is a summer. This is a lame-ass story, okay? So don't expect much excitement.
Okay, I'm ready.
But when I was a kid, one summer, we made potholders and sold them to neighbors and stuff. We made
like
them
you
on
crocheted
the,
these, or like, how did you make these potholders?
They were on looms, and you bought these bags of colorful.
Oh my God, I remember the potholder looms.
Yeah, and we'd sell them to neighbors for 15 cents.
Stop.
And I was making these at a mad pace because there was this dinosaur. This T-Rex kit that was like a model airplane, except it was a model dinosaur. And everything was, you know, it wasn't pre-made, prefab. You had to put all the bones and everything where they were supposed to be to have this really cool final
product. This is adorable, by the way. It's an adorable story.
I've never told this one before.
I know. We're loving it.
I don't think it's a lame-ass story. I think it's precious.
Well, I
Did you raise enough money?
Yes. Yeah, at 15
cents. Put it together?
At 15 cents a potholder. And, man, I could churn those out. I could do, like, 3 an hour.
Yeah.
With my little red loom.
And they're great. They last forever.
Did it
have all of its appendages and everything, like, when you finally put it together?
Well, I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl T-Rex, but all the other appendages, yes. With the tiny little arms that dangled down.
I don't even know, like, how you would tell on a Tyrannosaurus Rex is gender. Maybe it just depends on what it identifies as.
Well, whoever had the guts to check, pretty brave human being to do that kind of that thing.
It's crazy the conversations that I have now that I have a child. Like, my dad and I had this, like, solo, just my dad and I going to BJ's to get gas on Friday night. And we were having this, like, intellectual conversation about dinosaurs, right? Just out of nowhere, like, to a grown adult.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, yeah. You know, I don't really think Tyrannosaurus Rex, like, walked on two legs. And I was like, really? I'm like, well, then how do you think he got around? And my dad's like, I think he was more like a large lizard. Like, he had the ability to stand up on his hind leg. But he probably roamed the earth more as, like, in a lizard form, like, on all fours. And I'm like,
actually,
you really put some thought into this.
The T-Rex had, well, let me contribute my dinosaur.
Please.
My intellectual saurus. He had a huge tail, and that acted as a third leg in terms of steering and propelling.
Oh.
And
So do you think that they could swim since they had, like, a large tail and they could, like, kind of propel themselves?
They had such incredible muscular structure in the hind, those hind legs that they got around on that even in the water they could propel themselves upward without pushing with those
tiny
little...
That's terrifying.
No, they could.
Do we know anybody that's a paleontologist? I mean, I feel like I have so many questions that need answered.
Yeah.
This is where my mind goes, you guys, when I'm not working. I'm over here, I'm like...
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that or any of these questions. In fact, I had... Where did I put it? I had the dinosaur sound effect here somewhere. And I can't find it.
My child can name, like, every type of dinosaur there is just by looking at them. It's like, I don't know how you got so smart.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'll give you an audio game, and I'm going to play. We'll play it on the air. We'll see which ones of these you recognize, and then we'll have to wrap up for the afternoon.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to know any of these.
Well, but you will. This will be important because you can play the game with Steven. Now, here's monster number one. That was Godzilla.
That was even a monster?
Well, not in...
It sounded like...
Sounded like... Card shuffling on a major card deck.
Play that again.
Yes, ma'am. That one I don't have pasted in, so I have to reset it here. Here we go. All right, listen carefully. That was Godzilla.
Okay. I still don't hear it, but I'll believe you.
All right. This is the MGM line.
I know that one.
Yeah. Now here, let's see if you can guess where this dinosaur came from.
Jurassic Park.
Very good. Very good. This one, Susan Woody. I mean, that was from the movie Predator. Just kidding. God rest her soul. And then here's the final one, and you should know this one too. It's from a Disney.
Land Before Time?
No.
A Disney movie with dinosaurs?
Well, I mean, monster.
Land Before Time?
A monster.
Monster.
Oh, a monster.
Yeah.
Play it again.
A romantic kind of monster, so to speak.
A romantic monster. My ex-husband.
Oh, now we got some. We can get some stuff out of Rosie here.
I have no idea. I was hoping you were gonna play like when you said a dinosaur and a monster, a Nancy Pelosi clip.
I could have very easily done that, and she would have been totally okay with it.
What?
Speaking of monsters,
so evil. All right, guys. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the show.
All right. We will. And thanks for playing Guess That Dinosaur on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Bye.